Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. We want to say or give a special shout out to all of our friends attending Inman Connect. Sorry we weren't able to join you at Inman Connect this year in New York, and we'll certainly see you at future events. We certainly appreciate all the support from all of our Inman fans. I think you guys definitely helped us to become the number one real estate coaching radio show out there. We have currently right around 100,000 listeners, and that is fantastic. And to be honest with you guys, completely transparent, a couple years ago, 2.5 years ago when we started doing this radio show, we weren't really sure how many people would want to hear what we had to say, because we knew in a lot of cases what Julie and I had to say was going to fly in the face of a lot of what the things that have become sort of dogmatic in the real estate industry. And we were just trying to decide whether or not we wanted to fight that on the kickback that we would get, the resistance that we suspected we would receive on a large scale. Now, we had decades of coaching experience. We know on an individual basis the philosophies that we apply to the real estate business work at a very high level in all markets and all price ranges, but really we weren't sure it would translate effectively on a large format like this. And I have to say, nobody's more surprised than Julie and myself that you guys are so receptive to the information. And what that tells me, at least the listeners on the show, but a lot of you guys are really sick and tired of chasing your tails in life in general. And I reflect back on the email that Julie read a couple days ago, where one of our listeners was, I think, confessing that she had been one of these people that had spent her life essentially looking for life's easy buttons. In other words, she wasn't willing to do what she didn't want to do when she didn't want to do it at the highest level. And it really does make me feel, fantastic when I hear that we're actually breaking through to some of you, making you realize that everything that you want in life is attainable, everything that some of you guys I know are giving up or have given up on your dreams and your hopes and the things you wanted to accomplish. You've rationalized it a million different ways. The deck is stacked against you. People that are, rich have unfair advantages. You have all these rationalizations for basically living less than the life that you can otherwise live. You've created this big mountain of excuses, and I'm here to tell you that all that stuff is in your head, because the reality of it is becoming successful, become continuously successful, not just, having a great month, but having a great life. That is something that is totally and completely in your control. It's not market dependent. It's not dependent on the political whatever. It's not dependent on interest rates. It's not dependent on anything other than you. And some of you, that's going to be scary, because you're going to realize that, oh, crap, I can't make the same excuses anymore. But after you get past that, then you're going to feel liberated. And that's exciting. And I can see that some of our listeners, and certainly a lot of our coaching clients, are feeling that way. You're realizing that you truly do have control. You truly do have the ability to create whatever life you want to for yourself. And you know what, guys? You are in the right industry for it. I mean, I was having a coaching call this morning. Actually, I had three coaching calls this morning. And I was sort of on this they were all kind of like taking, they're all taking listings, 3 to 5 listings per week, as coaching clients. They're all doing really well, having a great start to the year. And they were all telling, they all kind of said one version or another of how much work it is. And I had to remind them, how hard it was, right, how tiring it was going out there and doing what you're supposed to do when you didn't want to do it every single day. And I had to remind them that what we do in this industry isn't real work. I mean, it isn't. You guys might think it is, but it's not. I'll tell you the real work. The guys that are out there moving the snow, the guys driving the trucks, the guys that are actually out there swinging a hammer every day, building the frame, building the houses that you guys are going to sell. The people that are out there doing work, labor work, that's real work. Mental work, what we have to do in this industry, where it's just basically about putting in the time, having focus, on what you're going to say and how you're going to say it and delivering a result. If you compare what we're doing to what most people in the world, let alone our country, do, from 9 to 5, we have got it easy. So please don't fool yourself to think that this is hard. It's not. It isn't. Once you learn the skills, once you basically have even a moderate level of mastery of how to essentially present and how to lead generate and how to overcome objections and all those things that we teach as coaching clients, once you've even got a moderate level of mastery, you don't even have to be at full-fledged master level, you will be stunned and amazed on a regular basis how easy things are. You won't have to think before you talk. Whatever comes out of your mouth is the right thing. However you say it is the right thing. You're going to have conversations with sellers. You're going to know intuitively what they're going to say before they're going to say it, and your brain is just working on autopilot. That only happens when you reach that level of mastery that I hope a lot of you are striving for, and realizing that you can indeed accomplish it. It does take time. Remember, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, but it doesn't take that much time. Generally speaking, and Julie, I think you'll agree with me, that it's usually a difference of maybe 10% more effort to take someone to that next level, to make it so that they, if they put in 10% more effort on a daily basis, that they can spin themselves up to that point of mastery in less than a year, at least with regards to lead generating, pre-qualifying, and going on listing presentations. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. And, you know, several clients come to mind that are, you know, kind of sometimes manufacturing that it's going to be a bigger deal, and we have these conversations in coaching that, you know, once you look at the numbers, because I think agents that haven't done something like the treasure map or their own financial situation and really come to terms with what they're doing now versus what it would take to have the life of their dreams. Well, if you don't take the time and the effort to figure out how many deals actually is that, most agents think that it's going to be like the difference between where they are now and making a million, or making a million more than they're already making, right? They come up with these huge numbers that just seem so crushing and demotivating, when in fact, for most people, there's two things. One is the absolutely consistent lead generation, and number two is consistent lead follow-up, and then making sure you have the skill to take it home with what you generate, right? So for most people, it's not a gajillion more deals. It's like one or two more a month, but consistently. To be able to keep yourself debt-free or get there in the first place, to go on rockin' vacations, it's really doable. So I think it is, you know, a 10% effort might be shocking to you what the results are that you get. I mean, one of the places that most of the coaches start with their clients is just implementing a rule that you follow up on all of your leads with urgency. Of course, that assumes that you have enough leads to follow up on. That's another conversation. But just being urgent by itself and following up on every single lead and not having all these elaborate rules going on about how you handle them and what time of day it is and how the lead came in and all this craziness, just follow up. Be the person who's there. That's like 90% of it. And what real effort did it take? Okay, you were slightly inconvenienced because you had to pull your car off the road and call somebody back. So what? Maybe that ended up netting you a $10,000 commission. That's like 1% extra effort and a gajillion percent return, right? So I totally agree with you on that.
We obviously want you to focus on becoming powerful listing agents. It's not that we don't appreciate working with buyers. I mean, it's a necessary part of the business. But the problem with a lot of you guys is that you've gotten to this paradigm where you just are addicted to working with buyers. You need that 30-day, you know, paycheck or 45-day now with the new mortgage deal. So the reality of it is that you just have never actually taken the time to slow yourself down and make a focused effort to become a listing agent. When you do realize that basically being a listing agent does equal freedom, then your world's going to it shifts. Because what happens is once you have listings, now here, we'll really break this down, and then we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday in the 30 things I wish I knew when I was 30. So your whole real estate business, your whole business model. Now, obviously, there's a lot more detail than what I'm giving, and I'm oversimplifying it just for the sake of making a point, but this is a valid point, I think. Your whole business comes down to just one number. You know, some of you are trying to think ahead now. What is Tim going to say? I can just feel the, you know, energy coming over from the radio waves, right? What is Tim going to say? Okay, here's the one number, the number of listings that you have to have at all times. It's what we call the magic number. Okay, so once you know what your magic number is, then you focus all your best efforts every day, not all of your efforts, your best efforts, which generally come in the morning when you have the most energy, on getting to and maintaining that number of listings. Like, for example, I would assume that most of you have an average commission of probably at least $6,000, okay? And I would also assume that if you had, say, 10 listings at all times, that on average in most of your markets, at least 5 would sell per month. I think everyone can agree to that. Some of you are going to, obviously, your numbers are going to scale significantly one way or the other, but let's just, for the sake of conversation, look at these numbers. So if you had 10 listings at all times, and you had 5 listings that would basically be selling out of the MLS, they're priced right, you position them correctly in the market, you're going to be making $360,000 a year. Okay? I just gave you the formula. How did I do that? Now, this is before broker splits, obviously. But if you have 10 listings at all times, 5 are selling every single month, average commission is $6,000, 5 times 6 is 30, 30 times 12 is 360. Okay? So for most of you, maybe you don't want to earn $360,000. You want to earn $200,000, $150,000. So you need 5 listings at all times. But you see, here's where the shift happens. Opposed to complicating your lives with all this other crap that you guys spend so much time thinking about, websites, leads, postcards, all this other crap, focus all your best energies, focus your mind on that one number. How many listings do I need at all times? Now, you might not know. It does take some figuring out because, you know, we'd have to understand your market. We'd have to know your days in the market, price ranges that sell the quickest, things of that nature. So there is some homework that will be required to know what your magic number is. By the way, to find out that number, make sure you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Okay, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So when you go through that process and you know what your magic number is, on the other side of that is the question, what is it going to take to get you to that magic number? What is it going to take to get you that 5 listings at all times or that 10 listings at all times? So here's what we know, and you know this too. I'm going to tell you something you already intuitively know, right? I'm going to remind you. I'm not even really telling you. I'm just reminding you. If you focus your mind on accomplishing the goal of, here, let's just play a game, right? We're going to play a game right now. Ready? You are going to get a check for $1 million, taxes paid, that you get, again, $1 million, taxes paid, if you can take 5 listings in the next 60 days, okay? 5 listings in the next 60 days, I'm going to give you a check for $1 million, all taxes paid. All theoretical, hypothetical, no, I'm not actually doing this, but just stay focused. Just focus on that for a second. Give yourself the luxury of just 5 seconds to think about that. I'll say it again. 5 listings in 60 days, you get a check for $1 million, taxes paid. Okay? How are you going to do it? Now, see, here's what all of you are experiencing at some level. Almost magically, okay, your mind is starting to fill with the ways and how you're going to do it. Almost magically, your mind is telling you how you're going to do it. Isn't it? Isn't that cool? That's wonderful, right? That is what, by the way, what Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, Think and Grow Rich, and you guys get that free from us, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, when you request a free coaching call, a free coaching call is for agents.com. So your mind automatically starts telling you how you're going to accomplish it. And then here's what happens with most of you before you have the skill set. Then all of a sudden the fear creeps in. That fear, by the way, is your ego. But the fear creeps in, and now all of a sudden you're thinking of all the things that reasons you can't do it, right? So your mind immediately told you how to do it. But then immediately following that thought were the thoughts of doubt. Please go through that process. That process is how you actually realize your potentiality, which is limitless, by the way. So if you now allow yourself to go back to that thought, 5 listings, you know, 60 days, $1 million. That's just a challenge to keep you motivated. That's the reason I'm framing it like that. Immediately, you start figuring it out. Well, you do this, you do the other thing, you do all these things, you figure this out, you figure that out, you do this, you know, right? You know, you have an idea, but now comes the knowledge gap. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to implement it. You know theoretically what the ideas are, how to go after the business. You just don't have the skill set. That's what we do. We'll help you get the skill set. But what I want you to do is I want you to realize that what you're looking for in your real estate business and ultimately what you're looking for in your life comes from that magic number, that one number of listings you have to have at all times. You can work buyers if you choose to. You can do all the other stuff if you choose to. You can wait websites and, you know, Twitter and all the rest of it if you choose to. But if you get to that point where you have your magic number and then, you know, the work part comes in getting to it in the first place, and then you have to basically work to replace the listings that sell, that becomes your life. Every single day, you focus on your sellers. You know, you make sure everything's going as it should. You negotiate contracts. The listings that sell, then you are obviously focusing on replacing them. Guys, that is the way you make lots of money in this business. You have the ultimate leverage when you're a listing agent. When you take a listing, one listing, put it in the MLS, you have, in many markets, thousands of agents, tens of thousands in some markets, who now have access and sell that property for you. And all you had to do is take the listing. this time of year, guys, there are listings everywhere. And the other thing that's really cool is, for the most part, you guys who are listening to us are special, because most realtors won't come out of the woodwork, won't come out of their cave, won't dig themselves out of their snow heap, you know, for another 60 to 90 days. Take advantage of that. There's more opportunity now because there's less people that are chasing these listing opportunities. Please, I sincerely beg you, do not let this get by you. Do not allow yourself to be lulled into complacency by believing that the cards are stacked against you. If they are stacked against you, it's because you put them there. So now it's your opportunity to do something about it. You know, this is something we're passionate about. You guys can tell. That's the reason you listen to us every day. That's the reason you hire a Spear Coach. Please allow yourself to make the most of this incredible market and this incredible industry, this incredible time in our country, this incredible time in your lives. Make the most of it. Make the next 24 years the best that you can possibly imagine. So, Julie, let's just get right back to point number 20.
Yep, you got it. Okay, so point number 20, be okay climbing this mountain largely by yourself. Don't think that anyone will support you. Everyone you know wants you to stay the same, or even worse, they want you to fail. Why? Well, the crab's in the bucket. Remember that story? You put one crab in the bucket, you know, they can get out. But if you, how do you keep a bunch of crabs in the bucket? Well, you got to have a bunch of crabs, because they'll all drag each other down and keep each other in the bucket. So be prepared to climb the mountain largely by yourself. It's one of the number one things, Tim, that I remind the coaches of. I'm always telling them, you got to realize you, their coach, might be the only one who believes in them more than they even believe in themselves. You might be the only one supporting them. We don't know what their brokers are doing, what their office managers are doing. Some of you guys are really lucky that you've got great office managers and brokers and you have a lot of support there. But by and large, as coaches, we don't count on that. Oftentimes we are told that we supplant that entity in the agent's life for the support structure. Now, of course, there's cultural things and legal things that will default and make sure that you guys go to your own board and division and investigate. But in terms of the emotional support, in terms of the structural support, you know, it's going to be you, yourself, and you supporting yourself. So don't expect anyone else to support you, except, of course, your coach. Everyone else is going to either think you're doing something crazy, illegal, you're working too hard, you're stealing time from your family, you're whatever, fill in the blank. So that's normal for top producers. That's why we're coaching so many of them, because we believe in you guys. Now, did they all roll out of bed as top producers? No. We like to joke, you know, this is not Tim and Julie's halfway house for wayward agents. We raise superstars here, and it takes a lot of work, and our coaches are all extremely dedicated to getting you guys there. But when you're out in the wild of real estate, day to day, you can count on yourself. That's about it.
It's normal.
Does that make sense, Tim? I mean, it's tough, but it's true.
It's normal to feel isolated when you're climbing the mountain, okay? That's what, you know, we're saying here. It's normal to feel isolated because you're going to find yourself without peers, because not very many people are going to do it. That's one thing. People think you're crazy for working for yourself, crazy for having a real estate license. You know, they might not say it to your face, but they think you're crazy not to just go get a job, because that's what most of them do, because it's safe and secure. So don't be surprised, and this will happen, when you start breaking free of your financial and maybe sometimes social paradigms you've lived your entire lives within. Don't be surprised if you find yourself alone. And that's going to happen. It's normal. It's natural. Don't worry about it. And what happens is you climb higher, you'll start attracting people to you that have done it the same path before, and you'll find a new peer group, a new group of friends and family. And then you maybe want to go to, I mean, not family necessarily, but you get the idea, support structure. Your coach, that is what we're supposed to do. We're like your Sherpa helping you climb the mountain, right? We're going to show you the path, but it's up to you to carry your own load. So, Julie, let's go into point number 21 because it's a big point.
Point number 21 is a big point, and I want everybody to just kind of concentrate on this and become okay with it. Here's a fact. Money does make your life better. It's better to have it than not. Some of you are more clear on this than others. People who tell you that more money is more problems are lying to you. They probably don't have any. Of course, money, being financially free, is better than being without money and being financially dependent. It's great to want stuff. The nicer the stuff, the better. Now, are we advocating that you go out and you run your Visa up and have a shopping spree that you'll never pay off? No. We're talking about having some financial freedom and some financial maturity in understanding what it's going to take for you to have the life of your dreams. Best thing you have going for you right now is that you're in real estate. That means nobody's saying, oh, I'm sorry, in order for you to make an extra 50 grand this year, you're going to have to relocate to choose your area you don't want to live. Okay? Nobody's saying to you, I'm sorry, your job description doesn't call for that. You're making as much as you're ever going to make. Nobody's saying that to you. You got into real estate for freedom at the end of the day. You guys will list lots of different things, but it all boils down to freedom. So it's okay to want stuff. Make sure you're wanting the nicest stuff you can imagine. What around you right now is a compromise? Okay? Maybe you bought the iPhone 5, but you wanted the 6 Plus. Notice how you still want the 6 Plus when you compromise, and you'll end up actually spending more money sometimes when you have to double buy something, right? So maybe it's your car, right? Maybe you're driving around on something that you're nursing to life, and the reason you're not going on high-end listings is because you're embarrassed to pull up in what you're driving. So what are you compromising right now? What are the experiences that you're denying yourself and rationalizing because it costs too much? I'm not going to do that. It costs too much. How much is that thought is manifesting in your life? Are you the best version of you that you can be? That's the question. It's okay. Remember that we are spiritual beings in a physical form. You need stuff. It's unrealistic to expect to go to listing appointments in your burlap sack, okay? You can be all, you know, minimalist all you want to, but it's unrealistic. You're spiritual beings in a materialistic world. Stuff is required, so why wouldn't you want the nicest stuff that you can want? I always go back to flying first class because it does matter, okay? There is a difference, right? You get to get on and off the plane faster, for example. You have a little bit more space. Go ahead.
I was on a radio show the other day. I was being interviewed, and the guy asked me, he was in conflict at this point. I sent him some discussion topics ahead of time, and this was one of the points he wanted to talk about. And he wanted to debate. He basically is somebody who's done well in his life, and he's essentially living off his dividends, so he doesn't have to work anymore. But what he's really doing is he's trying to essentially rationalize not having to go back out there and work at all. So he's rationalizing the fact that everything he's got is getting old and tired and that he needs to replace everything. He's starting to compromise. And so after this, after his radio show interview was over, he and I started this long conversation, and maybe in some ways I hopefully helped him break through and made him realize that by rationalizing what I have is good enough, by not wanting stuff, in other words, what he was really doing was rationalizing being complacent and lazy. Complacent and lazy are interchangeable words for the most part. So that's what a lot of us are doing. We do that in our lives. We basically say, you know what, this is good enough. You know, this town is good enough. This house is good enough. This fill in the blank is good enough. And then one thing, one level of lazy turns to another. So on the days where you could have basically gone out there, helped a lot of people, made a lot of money, because you have this lazy mindset of good enough, then all of a sudden, basically, what happens is you stop doing anything or you stop working to your potential. Then your whole life starts to turn around, because here's the irony of thinking like this. No aspect of you stays the same. You guys know this. Like, you know, various parts of your body literally completely replace themselves. You know, your skin, your organs, they all basically replace themselves quickly, right? So no part of you is the same. No part of anything around you is the same. The floor you're walking on is in a state of change. Everything on this planet is in a state of change. Nothing stays the same. Stone is changing. Everything is changing. It's the nature of how life works. It's how God designed everything. So here's a thought for you. If you and your mind are trying to stay complacent, stay lazy, say, I don't need, you know, my, you know, 20-year-old Honda is good enough, whatever you're rationalizing, whereas you could, with virtually, you know, very little effort, go out there, polish up your skills, learn how to help people, make more money so you could start basically living a life of your dreams again. Well, what happens is when you start deciding to live a complacent life, you don't keep what you have. You actually lose what you have. Here's a very practical way to think of it. So you want to hold on to that 20-year-old Honda. You don't want to have to, you know, save the money to buy another car, or you don't want to dip into your assets to have to, you know, buy another car. You don't have to work to buy another car, whatever, whatever. Just complacency and lazy all around. Well, you think that Honda's staying the same? No. That thing's going back to the earth. It's not going to keep running. You know, as Julie said, you're going to have to nurse that thing along. But the reality of it is it's going to be a big pile of junk. So even if you try to stay the same, you can't. Everything around you is changing. To try to stay the same is literally going against the way that this world was designed, the way you are designed. You have to keep evolving. You have to keep improving. You must avoid complacency and being lazy, because you will lose what you have, I promise you. So don't fight that. It's not the Tim and Julie rule. It's just basically the way life works. So, Julie, what's the next point?
Yes, the survival rule. Okay, number 22. Your greatest happiness and wealth will come from your acceptance that your highest and truest purpose on this planet is to be of service to others. I'm going to say that again. Your happiness and wealth will come from your acceptance that your highest and truest purpose is to be of service to others. But let's not all get socialist with that thought. Being of service shifts your mindset away from you, your ego, and it makes it easier for you to be effective. That's what we're talking about. Being of service is the mindset of the gods, if you want to look at it that way. Okay, you're, quote, doing good work, being of service. So if you do not yet have the lifestyle of your dreams for yourself and your family, you just haven't found enough people to help yet. And when you put it in those terms, Tim, I once had a coaching client tell me, as soon as she got this particular concept that you are here to be of service, how can I be of service to you? What can I be doing for you? That all of a sudden, making those outbound lead follow-up calls and some prospecting had a completely different flavor for her. It was no longer all about how she was being made to feel by herself, by her ego, right? It was all about whether she was able to help someone or not. So if someone hangs up on you, which, by the way, is unusual for those of you who are still avoiding prospecting and lead follow-up, but if somebody does that, they just don't need your help right now. Why are you making it such a big deal about you? It has nothing to do with you. They just don't need you right now. Go find somebody who does. It's that simple.
I'll give you a practical example. There's a great agent. His name is Jeff Silvas. A lot of you guys know him. So I was coaching Jeff, and Jeff was wanting to learn how to basically generate listing leads over the phone, FSBOs, expireds. We call them, you know, unrepresented owners, but you guys get the idea. So he was doing the work, but he wasn't getting any results. Doing work, no results. That's frustrating, right? Why am I not breaking through was the question he asked me. And then Jeff being, you know, he's a really good guy, real sweetheart of a guy, great family man, great values, just really, you know, somebody, if I needed to list a house, I'd list it with Jeff kind of person. So I suggested to Jeff, I said, Jeff, what are you thinking about? Like, where is your mind when you're picking up the phone? And then he started talking to me about, like, we literally went to the point, you know, where he could put himself where he was picking up the phone. It was nervousness. You know, what if they say this to me? What if they say that to me? What if they ask me a question I don't know the answer to? What if? So his mind was filling full of psychological fear. In other words, it was ego fear. His ego fear was causing him to, yet he was able to do the work, but he wasn't getting any results because of the fact that he was so focused on himself. So I suggested that he write down on a piece of paper and hang it in front of his, you know, prospecting area, what can I do to be of service to you? And, you know, or a version of it would be, it's my highest and truest purpose is to be of service to others. So within 1 week, he started setting appointments. And he told me it was because he stopped having the dominant thought, those ego thoughts that were preventing him from being effective. He stopped having that thought, and he started focusing on the person on the other end of the phone. He was mindful of their, their attitude, you know, if they're cranky, if they're happy, and all the rest of it. But what he knew is every time he picked up that phone, he was trying to help that person. His goal was to be of service to them. Now, to tie a bow around this point, because it's a really critical point, hopefully you guys understand this. This is an intuitive connection to how you are wired. Unless you're a sociopath, this is how you already think. So what you need to do is put in gear how you actually are already thinking and feeling about how you want to interact with other people. A lot of people in this industry, in life, have a conflict with feeling like they're salespeople. You are a salesperson. Now, nobody likes to be sold to by a salesperson. Nobody likes it. That's not true. People don't like being sold by a bad salesperson. So what you got to do is you have to understand that there is a direct relationship to the life that you have and the number of people that you're able to help at a high level. So Julie touched on this, but let's just really drill down on what that means. When you become really effective at helping solve other people's problems, they will line up around the block to work with you. So when you become really effective at lead generating, really effective at overcoming objections, really effective at listing, really effective at pricing, really effective at negotiating, really effective at closing, really effective at your job, okay, you will have no financial problems ever. But it starts with the thought that I need to get really good at what I do, better than just the best version of me I possibly can be, because I want to be of service to people. So a lot of us will have to connect those two thoughts before we allow ourselves to be effective at the work. Try that. If you're resisting doing the real work, that you know already, if you're only doing deals with people you know, or maybe they're like, you know, one rung away from somebody you know, a friend of a friend kind of thing, if those are the only deals you're doing, I promise you it's because you are resisting. You need to embrace the thought that we're sharing with you now. Once you realize that you are here to help people, I am here to help you guys. That's my mission in life. And as is Julie, and as are all of her coaches, everyone that works for us, their primary focus is of being of service to all of you. That is truly what our highest and truest purpose is. Now, what's happened as a result? In order for us to do a really good job of being of service to you, we've all had to become and are becoming constantly, because we're not complacent, really good at what we do. And what's happened as a result of that? We've become the largest independent coaching company in the country, right? So here's a little thought for you. Follow in the footsteps of others, you know, versus having to forge your own path. It's easier that way. You'll get to the top quicker with a lot less resistance. This business, this industry, is a blessing if you treat it like that, and it can also be a curse if you fight what you already know intuitively to be true. So, Julie, let's round the bend. Do you have any other thoughts?
Well, I mean, it gets down to coming to terms with the actions that you have to take and knowing what those actions are. And I remember, Tim, you know, you and I had many conversations in our real estate career where it's like things are being thrown at you all the time. You know you want to do more. You know you want to do better. And back then there was no coaching, right? You just kind of maybe talked to your broker if you were lucky, and maybe you couldn't even Google stuff for part of our career, right?
There was no Google.
Kind of out there floating. There was no Google. So what we did is we would get in the car and we'd drive out and shadow an agent we heard about through Howard Britton, and we'd try and pick up best practices. Well, compared to what you guys have now, that was pretty inefficient, right? I wonder what we would have done now if we were us as, you know, you and me today, right? So here's the thing. Get some guidance. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Talk about what you need. Get some direction. I can virtually promise each and every one of you that what it takes for you to go from where you are now to the level you want to be is probably dramatically less stressful than you've made it out in your own head. It's probably not as bad as you think. You're not going to have to strap your headset on and chain yourself to your desk for the next, you know, 6 hours a day for the next 6 years of your life. You don't have to do that. You have to find some other efficiencies. You have to identify your spokes and get in control of your lead generation and be good at your follow-up and a lot of other stuff. But it's all within your realm to conquer. So by not doing that, you're saying, oh, no, it's okay. I'm cool. You know, if I just keep on doing what I'm doing, I'm good. And for some of you, maybe that's okay. But if you're having that feeling right now where, you know what if I did implement just two or three things over the next 90 days and see what kind of impact that would have to my life, to my business, to my income, to my savings, you might be shocked at what you can do when you get to your daily minimum standards and you have some guidance and you have some accountability. Not accountability. You know, our coaches are not there to make you feel bad about what you do, although, you know, sometimes some of you guys do get a little bit of a beating on your coaching call, and then you come back the next week with more money in your pocket. It's all good. But that's not what our goal is. Our goal is to be support and guidance and direction and education. So if you're resisting that, it's making you a little bit uncomfortable, you've probably hit the nail on the head. You probably know exactly what you need to do next. So that's my parting thought, is don't continue to feel this way. Do something about it. That's what we're here for. So we will see you on tomorrow's show. Back to you, Tim.
Well, actually, Julie, I know you have to jump to a coaching call, but I'm going to actually give these. I'm going to give these guys a quick foreshadowing of a big announcement we're going to do in about 2 weeks. Okay? So, guys, I know a lot of you want to join one of our coaching programs. I know, obviously, a lot of you guys realize the importance of, you know, having a really qualified Sherpa to show you up the way up the mountain so you don't freeze halfway up, right? But a lot of you guys don't necessarily have the money to do it. I get that, and I've been working how to solve that problem for you. Now, some of you do or do, you know, maybe you don't know. We do offer financing for our coaching programs. And when you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, if you're interested in joining one of our coaching programs, we can kind of walk you through how that works. But we're about to come out with a new program that I'm really excited about. So a lot of you guys know about our Real Estate Coaching Essentials program. We're going to start enhancing Real Estate Coaching Essentials with a one-on-one coach. So when you join the new program, it's going to be called RECE Enhanced. And here's the cool thing. You can finance that too, and I'm almost done making it so literally every single one of you will be able to get approved. So you can join that coaching program. And we've worked with a couple of lenders to make it so that all of you will get approved. And the payment's only going to be like $125 a month. It's going to be a six-month program. You will have live one-on-one coaching. You will have live group coaching, actually, with Julie, in addition to all the great benefits of Real Estate Coaching Essentials. So that's coming your way. And like I said, I think I'm going to be able to do it so that everybody's approved. So, and again, you won't have an excuse to say no. It'll just be yes. You'll be out of reasons. And we've made the price so that it's really, really affordable. You know, I'd love some feedback on what I just showed, told you guys. If this is exciting to you, please email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com, tim@timandjulieharris.com. We're having to take a huge risk as a company doing that because, you know, frankly, it's not easy to put all those pieces together. But I am 100% confident, as is Julie and as are all of our coaches, that if you guys had the exposure to what we've been, you know, teaching for decades, that you too would have a greater chance of experiencing what a lot of our other top coaching clients have. So I'm going to make it very accessible to you, and hopefully that'll be able to be available to all of you in the next 2 weeks. Email me back, tim@timandjulieharris.com, with feedback on that. And the official announcement actually comes in 2 weeks, but I gave you guys the framework. 6-month program, live coaching, everything that's in Real Estate Coaching Essentials, $125 a month. Let me know if that's of interest to you, and I would appreciate your feedback. In the meantime, guys, get to work. Stay focused. If there's anything we can ever do for you, please reach out. Don't put off what you can do today, tomorrow. Don't start saying, well, I love what I learned and what I'm learning from Tim and Julie. I'll put this in place tomorrow or the next day. Don't do that. Do it today, now, today. Pick 3 to 5 things that you're going to do, get done yet this week, and get them done. If there's ever anything we can do for you guys, always remember to reach out. We're very easy to get in contact with, tim@timandjulieharris.com, julie@timandjulieharris.com, or if you're ready for a free coaching call, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Have a fantastic day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.